USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump spoke at the Republican convention accepting the nomination for president.
My fellow Americans, tonight with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for president of the United States.
And the president also invited Democrats, independents, and anyone else who wanted to join his campaign.
The Republican Party, the party of Abraham Lincoln, goes forward united, determined, and ready to welcome millions of Democrats, independents, and anyone who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of the American people.
In his acceptance speech, the president spoke on Second Amendment rights, school choice, law and order, bringing troops home, and freedom of speech. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The president is headed to Louisiana and Texas to look over the storm damage, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president continues.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday. And we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
The president also saying the federal response will be very aggressive.
Millions of laid-off Americans could now start to receive $300 a week plus $100 from their state in a boost of their weekly unemployment benefits. So far, 34 states have been approved to offer sweetened federal unemployment aid created August 8th when President Trump signed the executive order allocating $44 billion in funding from the Disaster Relief Fund to cover the benefit. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.